Hi everyone, it's Helen, back with an update about all things Beacon. Although this week, we're starting with news from our friends at the Black Country Sight Loss Council. You may have heard that on August the 27th, they're going to be holding a Meet the Buses event at Wolverhampton Bus Depot. It's going to run between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and it's aimed at visually impaired people across the Black Country who use buses to commute. They've joined forces with National Express to give you the chance to walk through the layout of different bus styles, chat to drivers and training managers about your experiences, and discuss how changes can be made to improve the accessibility of buses in the region. You can drop in any time on the day. You just need to head to National Express West Midlands Wolverhampton Garage, and that's on Park Lane, Fallings Park, Wolverhampton, WV10 9QG. I give you that once more. It's National Express, West Midlands, Wolverhampton Garage, Park Lane, Fallings Park, Wolverhampton, WV10 9QG. Next up, we so love celebrating the stories of our amazing supporters in part of our Heart of Beacon campaign. And we've got another for you today. Last year, we were lucky enough to speak to Wynne, who lived at Beacon Court before she sadly passed away earlier this year. Wynne had been a Wren, and she'd shared with us some words of wisdom about struggles with the pandemic, telling us to hope for the best, as it was all we could do. So that's exactly what we did. And the best, that's all of our wonderful supporters came through to help us. Wynne's granddaughter, Victoria, recently raised money for Beacon with a raffle, sharing that moving into Beacon Court 10 years ago was the best thing that my grandmother could have done. She'd reached a stage in life at 87 where she had no confidence to go anywhere unless she had company. The support from the team and activities that Beacon provided literally gave her a new lease of life, which was lovely to see. She was able to regain her independence and the social butterfly was reborn. Wynne and Victoria's kindness will always be remembered, as their names will be added to our Heart of Beacon mural at our centre, along with anyone who donates this month. Our supporters helped us get through one of the toughest times in our charity's history, and we're hoping they can help us once again as we continue to rebuild from it. You can donate to our Heart of Beacon appeal on our website. It's www.beaconvision.org/heart-of-beacon. That's www.beaconvision.org/heart-of-beacon. Another way you can show your support for the Beacon family is with our new merchandise out now. We've got some bright yellow wristbands and pin badges that show the Beacon logo, and they're available in our shops or from our main reception in Sedgley for a suggested donation of £1 or £2. You can wear yours with pride, knowing that funds raised help support someone with sight loss. Our supporters really are the heart of what we do at Beacon, and we're so excited to launch this merchandise for our amazing Beacon family. While we're talking about shops, we're also incredibly grateful for the support our stores have received since they've reopened. Whether you bought from us or donated to us, we just want to say thank you to all those who have for making a difference for people with sight loss living locally. If you've got some good quality items you'd like to donate, please bring them into one of our stores when they're open. Items left outside not only cause a hazard for people with sight loss, but they often have to be disposed of, costing our charity up to £1,600 a year. Some of our stores have been inundated with donations in recent weeks as well, so if you've got a large amount of items you're hoping to donate, please check with us in advance by ringing 01902 880 111 and option 2, just to check, as we may be short on space. You can find out more about our stores on our website, www.beaconvision.org/shops. That's www.beaconvision.org/shops. That's it for this week. Hopefully, I'll be back to catch up with you all again soon. Bye-bye.